Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the NerdWatch Podcast. I, of course, am G-Money. We hope you guys are having a wonderful week this week in January. I can't believe it's already, today's the 14th or something like that? Or the 15th?
Sir, it's the 17th.
It's the 17th?
Where the hell are you?
I don't know.
That means Todd comes back next week.
That's right, Todd comes back next
week.
And
ironically, I'll be gone next week.
Yeah, because you're going to Vegas.
Vegas.
Man.
I'll be back for the next pod, though.
All right, sweet.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You're not leaving for that long?
I leave Wednesday and I come back Sunday, so I'll be out. I'm not going to miss out anything.
All right, cool. Well, I can't wait to hear about your adventures. That's going to be fun. Todd, of course, is doing. He's doing New Mexico.
He's doing the Mexico.
Yeah. Todd does New Mexico.
Yeah, he's doing New Mexico. He's actually.
Hey, I can't wait to see that movie.
He's doing the Albuquerque Comic Con, or the ABQ to be cool. The ABQ Comic Con over
really
in.
What they call it?
I guess. I don't know what it's called.
They've been abbreviating.
Yeah, yeah, right? Or something like that. I'm not from New Mexico.
It sounds like a terrible boy band.
It does, the ABQ. Well,
but they've got great guests.
Yeah, I tell you what, man.
Swan, like the original war chief.
Swan, the war chief. From the
and
Warriors.
That's their headliners.
That was he was in New Mexico for the Comic Con. He also met Ming from Flash Gordon.
Why did that one just settle in with me like late?
I don't know.
I was giggling and then I laughed. I got it.
Okay, good. Of course, Ming from Comic Book Man. He got a chance to meet him. Ironically enough, not wearing like the Maui Comics and Collectibles shirt or the NerdWatch shirt.
I vividly saw him in one of the pictures at the con.
Sweet! I'm so excited.
I don't even wear those to our own pod.
I know you don't. Well, that's because you.
He wore it at a con. That dude represents.
Yeah,
thank you for your support.
You're a loner and a rebel. Well, Todd, I take it back. You're a gentleman and a scholar.
And a hell of a kisser.
And. I don't know about that, but okay. I do want to take the opportunity to say thank you guys for listening to the podcast last week. Got a lot of hits on that podcast, separating the wheat from the chaff. So
I don't know what that means.
How are we all still here? We were supposed to have taken care of the chat. Yeah.
Thanks for the 5,000 of you that watch. By the way, we don't like any of you.
Yeah, yeah. Right. But thank you guys so much. Of course, you can follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. Like our page, please. You can also follow us on YouTube. Just look up NerdWatch Nation. Follow us on Twitter at NerdWatch Nation as well. And, of course, on Instagram at @the_NerdWatch. And you can download our podcast on iTunes and on Audio Boom. And last but not least, if you're feeling generous, we would love your monetary support for this show as well. We'd love to have new cameras and new equipment, things like that. So visit patreon.com/TheNerdWatch.
He's just saying, please give us some money so we can get a green screen behind us. It makes it look like we're in like Delaware.
Would be awesome. You guys can check it out at patreon.com/TheNerdWatch. Of course, just because I didn't have a chance to, let me introduce the staff.
I took those pills. I don't have it anymore.
Okay, good. to my right is the punk rock superstar himself, the man who's currently the man who's currently recording a punk rock album. It is
Magnum Opus.
Magnum Opus. It is the one and only Ganon in the house. To his right is the gaming guru himself, PS4 extraordinaire, the one and only Format. The guy to his right is the comic book henchman. He's also the cameraman, even though he's in front of the camera today. It is Swan.
Yeah, on the wrong side of the camera.
Yeah, he is, man. And last but not least,
cameraman.
Yeah. And last but not least,
we don't need an active cameraman.
Is the chairman of the comic book board, the one and only Alika, the man who is responsible for the shop that we currently sit in, Maui Comics and Collectibles. What?
Also, he misses Todd very much.
I wish the 90s would come back already. It's going to take another 10 years.
Well, I'm sorry. I didn't do that correct. Do the fist pumping
again.
Oh, sorry. Woo. Sorry, I didn't do that properly. Anyway,
I forgot what the sound effect was for a decade.
We really shouldn't do anything that separates us from a younger crowd.
I don't think we
because they're going to watch that and be like, "What does that mean? I don't understand. This is too challenging to watch."
Oh yeah, my bad.
Right. No, I think that's our niche, the older nerds.
Weren't they ironically doing that on the Tim and Eric show one time?
That's where I know that from.
Next week, you'll see Alika whipping Nene.
Oh, God. No. He's going to have me out back by the dumpster.
He will never do that. He'll dab.
It's by the way, Travis in the Facebook Live. It's www.patreon.com/thenerdwatch.
Did Travis seriously just ask that?
Yeah, I think so.
He already knows, though.
I know. I think he was asking for the link, so I just wanted to make sure. Anyway,
well, since he asked, we better see some money, Travis.
Wow!
Don't ask us for a reason. Don't put any money in there.
If you all are wondering what the bat is for, that is a prop from The Walking Dead.
Whoa.
It is Lucille.
It is the exact bat from The Walking
it
Dead.
It is a replica.
Hey! No, it is not a replica. This is the actual one that killed Glenn.
Wow. Good.
Yeah. I don't see any brains hanging off of it.
I know, neither do I.
They cleaned it.
before
our bats go to the drain.
Yeah, we got to...
that's why we need the... Patreon.
That's why we do. We need a Patreon page. Before we get started, we want to talk about. We're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about the latest on the Stacey Hayashi movie, Go for Broke. We're going to talk about the latest from our friend Tad Stones and his animated series on Netflix. And the first the first thing we're going to talk about is HFCS. If you wonder what that is, that's Hawaii Film Critics Society.
Favorite comic shop.
Hawaii Film Critics Society.
Favorite comic shop.
Yeah, well, Hawaii Film Critics Society, Format, and myself are a part of the a part of that society, and we are reviewers for them, and we have picked our best films of 2016, which we will go over in just a few minutes. But before we do, we want to pay a little bit of
That's a lot of ground to cover before we cover anything.
I know. We got a lot of stuff. But before we get into anything else, we want to pay a little respect to the store that we currently sit in at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului for all your comic book and retro gaming needs. It is Maui Comics.
I will not do that.
Maui Comics and Collectibles.
I was too cool for it back then.
I wasn't too cool for it back then. I just wasn't there to enjoy it. I wasn't present for it.
Oh, okay.
In hindsight,
because he was
like
five.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
But isn't that
it was Arsenio's.
Arsenio, of course, his nighttime program was famous for having that was the show was made famous by Bill Clinton going on and saying, isn't that one where he said that he was
Arsenio Hall's show was way famous before Bill Clinton went and played the sax. That's why it was so cool.
Yeah, he played the sax.
He went and played the sax on the show.
Wasn't it Clinton that said that he smoked it but didn't inhale it? Was it on that or the Tonight Show?
No. It was just the sax thing on
Arsenio. Was it the sax thing? Okay, I was just checking. All right, I wasn't too sure.
And
anyway,
for the record, he played the sax on the Animaniacs too, so.
Oh, that's true, yeah. Nice. Anyway, 333 Dairy Road in Kahului. Really the chairman of the comic book board. It is every single Tuesday is 20% off Tuesday here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. And one of the great things he has in store is a bunch of local comic books from artists like Todd Bernardi, DJ Chiavicani, Brian Ravel, and the like. And also
Mark Gould,
of course. All those boys Shane doing Al Makua. But he also has a local artists as well, and one of them happens to be Madame Walraven. Her new coloring book is here as well.
Yep, we've got the erotic coloring book.
Yes, it is here, so if you guys want to take a look at that, support some local artists. But every Tuesday is 20% off Tuesday. Every Wednesday is new Comic Book Wednesday. So what's brand new in comic books this week there, Alika?
All right.
Start with the end.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. Wait. What's new in comic books, Alika? Woo. Sorry.
You're supposed to share when the good comics come.
Okay, good. Just checking.
All new X-Men 17?
Boo.
Oh, okay. Amazing Spider-Man number 23.
Boo.
Aquaman number 15.
Yay.
You're supposed to say yay for all of them.
Yeah, you are selling these things.
I know.
You don't want to be judged with
that. I'm Todd in Polyface. Oh, that sucks.
Avengers number 3.1.
Okay, that's actually.
Batman number 15. Cage number 404. That's the Jenny Tartakovsky cartoonish Luke Cage comic book.
Okay.
Oh, pretty cool.
Gotcha.
That's the final part. Clone Conspiracy number 405. That's the Spider-Man clone conspiracy that everybody's been looking forward to so much.
Again?
Yeah. Deadpool the Duck number 205.
Okay, that's actually interesting.
Wow.
Gwenpool number 10, Harley Quinn number 12, Invincible Iron Man number 3, Justice League number 13, the Mighty Captain Marvel number 1, Mighty Morphin Power Rangers 11.
Marvel as in
Carol Danvers Captain
Marvel. Okay, so Marvel's Captain. Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
Monsters Unleashed number 1 of 5. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that that new crossover series?
Yeah.
That's supposed to be a big hit.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Patsy Walker, a.k.a. Hellcat. Spider-Gwen 16. Squadron Supreme number 15. Superman number 15.
Squashin' Supreme?
Squadron Supreme.
Did they
Squadron
find Namor yet, or is that storyline still going on, man? It's been a while.
I don't know. I haven't read in a while. Uncanny Inhumans number 18.
Nice, nice, nice.
And Venom number 3.
Venom number 3. Brother Carl has joined the Facebook Live, and he's all the way in Las Vegas.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah,
happy birthday, Carl. Yeah,
Carl, Las Vegas, in the house. By the way, what was I just going to tell you? DC is running a... they're doing one of their little special things where they find talent for writers and artists. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah. It hasn't started yet.
Oh, it hasn't started yet. When does that start?
I think it starts in March.
It starts in March. They're doing like a what would you call it? A star search for comic book creators. That's kind
of
cool.
It's more of like a recruiting.
They've done it before.
It's like a recruiting workshop. I forget what name they use for it, but it's like a recruiting workshop.
Right. Okay. So so anybody that's interested, artists, writers. Looking to write for someone, DC is looking for people. So that's pretty cool.
Or you can do it the real way. People actually break into the industry, make your own stuff, get noticed making your own stuff, and then you can go sell your soul and write Batman for the rest of your life.
But so what you're saying is that what Todd is doing, our good friend Todd Bernardi, he's doing it the right way. So in the next 10 years, he's just going to be writing comics for Iron Man.
Oh yeah, he's
going to
be writing Spider-Man. Gotcha. In the next 10 years.
That's what I thought too. Okay, good.
Well, it's against his policy.
He's going to hate himself for it, but he will be writing Spider-Man. The next
okay,
10 years.
All right, just checking. All right, Todd, that's your feature, pal. Can't wait to see how innovative your Spider-Man will be. Anyway, 333.
All these guys are just be designing video games later.
That's
anyway,
right.
So.
Are you done reading the list? Because they kind of cut you off.
No, he was done.
No, I was
he's
done.
He was done. 333 Derry Road in Kahului. It is Maui Comics and Collectibles. It is a... it's not a little slim pickings this week. A little bit.
Well, it's just all your regular ongoing Marvel and DC. But, you know, that kind of encourages the mentality that publishers need to put out number... Because nothing sounded exciting because nothing was a number one.
Right.
It's like... But, you know, you're kind of just feeding into that G...
I'm sorry.
I'm disappointed.
I'm sorry. Anyway, 333 Derry
Road.
Well,
it didn't help to have Swan be like, ugh.
Yeah,
that didn't help either. Thanks, Swan.
333 Derry Road in Kahului. Come get from fabulous to mediocre. They have all the comics that you're looking for.
It's Maui mediocre to just plain terrible.
That's right, Maui Comics and Collectibles. Great staff.
Save all your money and go to GameStop this weekend.
No, don't do that. You want to support local business? 333 Derry Road in Kahului. A bunch of not just comics but retro games, retro toys. They do carry Pops here as well. And still sitting in the shop is the autographed X-Men 3 poster.
Yeah, it's like a
nobody wants to justify that.
It's a $7 poster with Kelsey Grammer's signature on it.
Well,
$700.
I think.
Oh,
yeah. The decimal is in the wrong place.
Oh, my bad. Yeah. Well, it's worth $7.
Oh, yeah. we'll see how long.
It is X-Men 3. I mean,
how long before that sells? You think it's been up here
the
for
best
what?
Of the. Marvel movies ever.
It's gonna be the last thing in this shop before he closes.
The fact that you say that, that's the best Marvel movie ever, I think is pretty telling. Good for you.
Falcon Jansen's best film.
I just know,
I'll agree with that.
That's not GoldenEye.
Just know everybody that just know that Marvel X-Men are Alika's favorite films.
No, they aren't.
I thought that's what she just said. No?
Did I
miss that?
He said
funny.
X-Men Origins Wolverine was his favorite Marvel film
ever.
Right, right.
He's being facetious.
That had the best Deadpool.
Yeah.
The best depiction of Deadpool.
And Gambit.
That was very comic book accurate. That was accurate to the comic.
No, it wasn't.
No? I from what I was reading, I could have swore. I mean, that was... That was, anyway, Marvel.
They
movies.
Started Chernobyl. Or was it 3 Mile Island? I forget which one. It wasn't Chernobyl, it was 3 Mile Island.
Yeah. Big shout out to Nelson. He just joined Facebook Live as well. And so did our good buddy Kenneth. He joined as well.
Kenneth.
Yeah. So
I know a lot of Kenneths. Which one?
That
one.
The the tall Holly one. Yeah, the tall Holly guy. That would be the one.
I'm sure he appreciates that.
I'm sure he does.
Being identified by his race.
That's right. Oh, he does. Anyway, getting into the show proper now, I do want to go over first and foremost our list of best films of 2016. We're in the middle of – we're basically in the heat of in the heat of the Oscar season.
Let me guess. Moonlight.
Well, here's the thing.
I just want to know. Where
Deadpool.
Okay, Deadpool. Is Monster Trucks up higher on the list or lower?
Oh, it's much higher than you think.
Oh, wait, but that's 2017. That's 17. Sorry. So I just remembered that's that right, came
out
this year.
It'll be on our next year's one. But the Hawaii Film Critics Society, of course, founded by the one and only Professor Barry. Professor Barry?
Ooh, ooh. Good enough to be on the banner, but not good enough to show up.
Ooh, 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 ooh. Professor Barry. Professor Barry is the founder of Hawaii Film Critics Society. Foreman and I are fortunate enough to be a part of it. And every single year, we vote on the best films of 2016. For the Hawaii Film Critics Society
list.
What we
think are the best.
What, right,
not
what we think.
The best
right,
films.
But what we think are the best films. So I wanted to run this down. You can check them out at, if you ever want to go check out our reviews, you can check them out at highfilmcriticsociety.org. That's highfilmcriticsociety.org. And let me just give you a rundown of what we thought was the best. And I'll start with some very interesting interesting categories that we have for the Hawaii Film Critics Society. The best sci-fi horror film, according to the Hawaii Film Critics Society, myself.
Sci-fi
Informa,
or horror film.
That's right.
Not,
sci-fi,
not sci-fi horror film.
Right. Sci-fi or horror film is The Arrival.
Jason in Space.
That is the best Jason movie, by the way. Anyway.
I don't know. I'm pretty sure we agreed that Beastmaster X, you know, Beastmaster in Space is the best space movie ever.
And it didn't even come out yet because we didn't write it.
Right, exactly.
We also have a couple of cool categories like this one. Best overlooked film, Hell or High Water. It was a good pick, although I did not vote for that one. I love Hell or High Water.
Movies,
yeah.
So.
We also have some very cool categories like Best First Film. That went to 10 Cloverfield Lane from director Dan Trachtenberg. He also garnered.
Really? That raised the needle for you?
Yep. The best new filmmaker.
Serious?
Well, listen, it's not just me, it's a committee. It's not just me.
I know, but the fact that it raised the needle for anyone.
Yeah. Best New Filmmaker was also Dan
Trachtenberg. That was the only movie that I saw out of the selection. So I was like, I'll just vote for that
there
one.
There you go. Best Hawaii Film. We also have a Hawaii category, and that went to Moana, of course.
Which I don't think
that's not even a Hawaii film.
That's not a Hawaiian production.
That's what I said, too.
Really?
Listen. I am only taking part in the list. I do not make the list.
Well, whoever put that on the list, I don't know what they're thinking.
Hey, you do not disparage the good name of the Hawaii film.
I will if it's not a Hawaiian production, but it's taking credit for being a Hawaiian, Hawaiian film.
All right, so best Polynesian film.
Yeah, it's not about Hawaii.
All right. Well, here we also have a best – I'm going to skip the best foreign language film because you're nerds. Best documentary, and I'm only going to bring this up because it
that
is a good documentary.
One category that I voted for.
A best documentary.
The foreign
language film.
Well, I guess we're not going to know.
That's right. We're not going to know now.
Look it up online, like he said.
Best documentary went to a fantastic documentary, which I recommend everybody watch. It's called O.J. Made in America. It is fantastic. You will not regret
we
watching
We skipped
that.
Foreign films for that?
Yeah. That's
a great documentary. I felt that was more appropriate for Nerdwatch.
Best animated film. Was a tie for the Hawaii Film Critics Society. We thought Kubo and the Two Strings and Alika's favorite, Zootopia, were the best animated films of 2016.
Zootopia, just racist enough. Just racist enough.
Just so that you guys know, I voted for Kubo and the Two Strings because I thought that was fantastic.
I thought that was a more innovative film, and I didn't even watch it.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Best.
There's only one racist monkey in that one. Right?
Best song. Best song was another tie for the Hawaii Film Critics Society. It went to
got their own living quarters that they're mandated by the government to live in.
Can we move on?
I just want to talk about the number one Hawaii Film Critics Society movie, Zootopia.
Best song for this year was a tie also, was Lin-Manuel Miranda's How Far I'll Go for Moana, which is a very good song.
He didn't write that song.
Also, best song went to Justin Hurwitz and Justin Paul for Audition from La La Land.
That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Best visual effects was also a tie. It went to The Arrival and Doctor Strange. best makeup, if you can believe this, best makeup went to Bill Corso for Deadpool.
Wow.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Told you.
Mm-hmm.
No,
I need to start.
You know, Professor Barry wouldn't dare nominate Killer Croc from Suicide Squad.
That's true.
Killer Croc is a more impressive makeup
because he had zero respect for Suicide Squad.
Here's the thing: we've got that coming. Don't worry. Best supporting actress went to Michelle Williams for Manchester by the Sea. If you've never seen it, it's a fantastic film. Best supporting actor was also a tie. It went to Jeff Bridges for Hell or High Water and Michael Shannon for Nocturnal Animals, which both are very choice movies. By the way,
play General Zod in that one too.
Yes, he does. Yes. Best actress went to Viola Davis for Fences. Great movie. Best actor went to Casey Affleck for Manchester by the Sea. Best director went to Damon Chazelle for La La Land. And the best film of the year went to La La Land for the Hawaii Film Critics Society 2016. And last, and certainly very least, the worst film of 2016 was a tie. It went to 50 Shades of Black.
Okay.
And Zoolander 2.
So Suicide Squad wasn't on that list. How come?
No.
I know it made a nomination.
No, it was nominated. It didn't win. It was nominated but did not win.
Let's be fair. Aiming at 50 Shades of Black is like, what's the best way to point? What's the best way to put this? It's not offensive. There is no way.
That's a bad movie, you have to admit.
But that movie's not even trying to be good. I think the movies that should be judged are the ones that are trying to be quality films.
Then if that were the case,
a movie like that shouldn't even be in qualifications. Zoolander 2 is trying.
Was that really even 2016?
No, it
kind of came and went.
It did, because it was that bad. It was horrible. Because
nobody wanted that sequel.
I voted for Zoolander 2. If Zoolander 2 was not on that list, I would have voted for Suicide Squad.
You would have just wrote it in?
No, I would have voted for Suicide Squad.
It would have been a Bernie Sanders?
Yeah, right. But you can check out all the nominees. There's much more on that list that I didn't go over. HawaiiHighFilmCriticSociety.org. You can check it out online right now. It's on our Facebook page as well, Facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. Anywho, I'm so glad you guys support it. Read our read format and mine, and along with Professor Barry's reviews on the latest
films.
No one else.
The rest of the film society, don't read their reviews. Just those three.
I did have a chance, speaking of movies, I had a chance to watch Patriots Day with Mark Wahlberg. And,
Feel it.
I gotta tell you, that was a very good movie. If you haven't seen it yet, you guys should take a look at it.
Is it better than Deepwater Horizon?
You know what? To be honest, I think it's on par with Deepwater. I love Deepwater.
Is it better
Horizon.
Than The Last Transformers?
Yes.
It doesn't take much, though.
I will say this. It's the first time I've ever seen a movie based out of Boston that felt like it felt like a film that I was not familiar with. Like, Boston felt like another place, which is – I know it sounds weird – but it feels like they're a whole different breed of people down there, and a whole different breed of folks. Like,
I can vouch for that.
You understand what I'm saying,
like,
right?
It's the cantina scene from Star Wars.
You'll never find a...
No.
You look across the bar, and there's a guy with a fly vagina face.
There's aliens everywhere.
He doesn't like
you. You can... Sometimes you can...
I don't like
you. You can sometimes interchange cities, some city citizenry. Boston, for the first time ever, felt really unique in Patriots Day.
Shoot it in Boston?
They shot it during the 2015 Boston Marathon.
I was here when the bombing actually happened.
They didn't shoot it during the marathon?
They did. They shot it during the 2015 marathon after the marathon was over. Or during the couple days.
That means it was after. They couldn't have done. They didn't know it was going to happen.
No. The Boston bombing happened in 2013, guys.
Yeah.
So the 2000.
I don't know.
They shot it.
I'm not a history major. Heard what he said. They shot it.
There was only a few years ago for me.
They shot it during the Boston Marathon.
After.
But they shot it after the festivities were over.
Yeah.
And they actually
shot
got
it during, but after.
They got it criticized. Right. The filmmakers got something. Criticized for it a bit, I heard, from my understanding, from what I had read. But anyway, I'm sorry, Alika. Go ahead. What did you say?
We don't watch movies.
A lot of my friends from college that I had met were at the marathon that year when
right,
it happened.
Right.
Some one of them worked at a store that was right near one of the bombing sites. And a few others were first responders there helping right. people out. So it was – and so that – you know, it was 2013, so social media and all that kind of stuff was – you know, you didn't have the live streaming posts or anything, so maybe you didn't get it that in-depth.
We were still in dial-up in 2013.
Isn't it crazy how fast technology progresses where I thought I was living in the future back in 2013, and mm-hmm. now we're like – oh, but they didn't have Facebook Live back yeah. then. You know what I was like? Yeah. But anyways. But through pictures and
you thought you were ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
But now that you reflect on it, it's like,
we were still keeping
up. Look
at
my dial-up.
I mean, it was a crazy event to kind of witness that way.
And his cell phone was wicked smart.
It was interesting. It was interesting to see it for Patriots Day, Patriots Day, because they intercut actual footage from the day into the movie, the actual news, the newsreels and things like that.
And
was
the
really
other
cool.
thing is the manhunt that shut the city down, you know, even, you know, however many my friends that were actually at the marathon,
mm-hmm.
you know, 10 times that were living in Boston at that time. So it was like, I just witnessed the lockdown in live time through them.
That was one of the coolest parts of the movie where even though Mark Wahlberg's character is a composite of many, you could say it's historical fiction because that officer didn't exist, but he's a composite of all the officers. And it didn't really focus on him, which was really interesting. It focused on a lot of things happening. But what was really interesting is what you just brought up about the city shutdown. That was one of the most intense scenes where
I would hope that they would dedicate a lot of time in the movie to that.
They were sitting in like the war room, trying to find out where this guy was, and they're like, "We've got to, you know, we're going to do this, this, and this." And like the mayor and the governor are like, "Man, these people are still. They have rights, you know. We can't do this stuff." And you know, it's pretty.
But the thing is, and here's the other thing that's unique about Boston is, it's one of the big cities in the United States.
Yeah.
And if you had done that in any other city, the citizenry would have fought back to the point where it wouldn't have been a tenable idea.
Right.
But, like, having lived in Boston, and it's, like, the way they portrayed it on the media really is how it was, that a lot of the citizenry was just like, yeah, let's do this, let's lock it down,
right.
we're in for
right,
it.
Right, right, right.
Now, I know there was a big section of the population who was probably, you know, protesting it, because that is a violation of people's civil liberties.
Watching from the outside in, when you had, like, people, when you had authorities just walking into people's homes with no regard for their civil rights, was a little
but
disturbing.
The other thing is, it's what people forget is how a lot of American history starts in Boston, and it's a very patriotic area.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of people talk about, you know, how it's the Northeast and they're, you know, out of touch, liberal, whatever, this and that. And so people think that, you know, Southern or red states have the monopoly on patriotism. But when you go someplace like Boston, you really see a different brand of patriotism, like where patriotism came from
yeah.
America.
Yeah, it's real. Like I said, I think it's something you'll...
Those of you that play Fallout 4 know.
Yeah, you'll... Really? nice format. But you should watch it. You'll appreciate it. It's I've never looked at Boston that way before. Like, you know how even in Good Will Hunting, you know, Boston is kind of like a caricature and they play the people like caricatures.
Well, the thing is, that's supposed to be told from the point of view of some douchey kids. You know?
You're right.
So you get the college scene, you get the bar scene, you get the...
In this one, they feel like, and for the first time, and like I said, they never feel like caricatures, they actually feel like people. And it was really interesting to see how, you know, John Goodman had that Bostonian accent and the whole, he really played it up.
I still haven't seen it, but I'm you know, I want to see it.
It's pretty compelling, and the guys who played the Sarnieff brothers were very good. I highly recommend it. It was a great movie. It's on par with Deepwater Horizon. And they what was really cool is that they focused less on the event of the bombing itself, and they focused on the people that were around. They focused on the humanity that was around, and that was really cool. So, Patriots Day. Definitely should see it. It's in theaters now. stars Mark Wahlberg and
Mac.
Yeah,
and some other people.
Maki. J.K. Simmons is in it. John Goodman is in it. Michelle Monaghan is in it. It's directed by Peter Berg. Whatever you do, take a look at it.
The director of Battleship.
That's right. And Lone Survivor.
Yeah. And the star of Shocker.
So make sure you guys check it out. Patriots Day in a local theater near you. All right. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, moving on to some more interesting news. What else did I want to talk about? I want to talk Patriots Day, Hawaii Film Critics Society.
Your face.
No.
Yeah, your face.
I wanted to talk about, also, I wanted to talk about Stacey Hayashi. Myself and Alika were blessed enough to be able to talk to her for quite a bit last week. She gave us an update on what was happening as far as the filming of her
Facebook.
We had an opportunity to kind of pick her brain about what was happening with her movie. Looks like they'll be doing some more shooting in the spring, I guess. From what I understand, it's all wrapped.
Yeah, get that huge shot.
Yeah, so they're gonna start filming, but they have wrapped for the winter season. They're gonna be doing more shooting in the springtime. They don't have a GoFundMe page. You can check out how you can help them at Go for Broke Movie on Facebook, if I'm not mistaken.
GoForBrokeMovie.com.
GoForBrokeMovie.com.
GoForBrokeMovie.com is the place to go. You mail in donations through the 442nd Regimental Combat
Fantastic.
Team Foundation.
Good.
And if you put Go for Broke Movie on your donation, right, they'll notice it, that aside for the movie. But the movie is being produced with funds from that that agency as well as from the state. And but they still need funds for post-production.
Yeah.
So we're trying to help them raise that.
Mm-hmm.
So anything you guys can give helps. And that's what I'm kicking myself right now. I forgot to print out the IMDb page, but there are a lot of great actors in this movie. It's not just like, a fly-by-night operation. Stacey Hayashi has conceived of this and worked on this for over a decade, almost 15 years, I think.
She's dedicated.
Look it up on my phone.
I will say this: Stacey's work for Journey of Heroes is fantastic. Her Go for Broke movie. What's really special is that, like we always say, support local artists and podcasters and comic book artists and things like that. She's a local comic book artist, and now she's making a movie that's employing local people. So I think that's fantastic. It's being shot in Hawaii, and if you are anywhere close, if you're living anywhere near Hawaii and you feel like helping out, please do so. GoForBrokeMovie.com continue Stacey's great work. And if you've never read her book, it's available, Journey of Heroes, right here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. All right, man. Brian Revell has joined us as well.
Hey, Brian.
Yeah, he's here.
Hey,
of Enjoy Comics Publishing.
Of Enjoy Comics Publishing.
Sup.
Yeah. Sup, yo.
Yo.
All right, you just gotta let me know when it's a proper to do the woo woo.
Oh,
woo,
I'm trying to.
Or
make
you
it
guys don't
always
even do it anymore at all.
Hey, listen, I second that. You're really bringing the mood down here.
It wasn't cool then.
It wasn't cool then.
It's not cool 20 or 30 years later.
Right. Can you let us figure it out organically?
Yeah, thanks.
Like, let us just run its course.
If I don't say it,
right, I want to get amped on it, man. I want to feel it.
Yeah,
see, Format knows what's up. Can we do the Tim Taylor one?
I like that one.
That guy sold cocaine before he was in kids' cartoons.
Yeah, he did. Pretty crazy.
I can say that. It's
to infinity and beyond.
You know what's funny? It's interesting that you made an amazing segue because we are going to
start talking about cocaine.
Save hot nerd back topic. Cocaine.
Yeah. No, we're going to be talking
about Toy Story 4, there's an insane subplot about cocaine.
No, we're going to be talking about hot nerd comic or hot nerd animation.
Snowflame.
Okay, hold on. Cocaine. So hot. Okay, so are the nerds hot and they're animated?
No.
Is it hot girls animated for nerds?
Yes. I mean, what?
No.
Like, that
they're not hot. They're
cokeheads.
Right. No, it's a good friend of the show, Tad Stone's animated feature, or excuse me, animated series that is currently on Netflix.
Yeah, I was going to say, what the hell is this with cocaine?
Nothing to do with it.
What is going on? going?
Hot.
Ted, I thought animated, I knew you, man.
Hot animated feature series. And the
Gene,
man who is
I'm
the.
So confused, Gene.
Yeah,
so
the man
confused.
Who is. Who is.
Sorry, Ted. We know you don't do cocaine anymore.
Yeah, the okay, man who is more familiar Kula, with it is Swan. So, Swan.
Party and Kula, all right?
Tell us, tell us a little bit about Tad Stone's animated series on
go, Swan,
Netflix.
Go.
Your format, it's a party in Kula.
Right, I'm sure it is.
No, it's a show about frogs and how the concept works around. If you have a certain type of poison in you, it gives you a certain type of power.
Ooh.
And the enemies of the frogs are scorpions and spiders. It's a real interesting show. Me and Alika watched the whole season one night. And once he said Tad Stones, I was like, okay, let's see this one because it actually looks really good. We also had the comics here. Those sold out already. I mean, it was one of those shows where I just keep watching. I watch it for the fifth time already, and it's still rewatchable for me.
All right, so this show is
well,
it
do you know who the who did who wrote the graphic novel that it's based on?
I don't.
Do you know if it's already been picked up for another season or?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Not sure yet. It's animated by our good friend Tad Stones. And if you have not checked it out yet, it is currently on Netflix. It's beautiful animation. I didn't want to. I didn't last week because Tad gave me crap about it last week.
Why you should?
Why you let Swan talk about my show? And I was like, well, that's because I didn't have a chance to watch
by
the whole
way,
thing. I didn't want to.
Best
I didn't
Tad
ruin
Stones
it.
Impersonation ever.
Is it? Was
that
it?
That totally
was
sounded
it?
Like
spot on.
Yeah, that was it good.
If
was
I
it
close good? My eyes, it's like he was here.
Right. Yeah. Ted. Last time I spoke to Ted, he said he told me let's make animation great again and talk about my show.
That's
so
I don't think Ted said that.
That doesn't sound
pretty
like
sure
it.
He
no?
didn't say that.
All right, just checking. All right, just checking.
Make animation great. I wish they would make animation great again, but not the Trump way. That way is okay. Naughty.
All right,
what about that Vote Loki comic? What is that the way you talk about?
No, no. But once again, Swan, tell everybody, the folks, where they can see Tad Stone's newest animated series.
Didn't right here at 333 Dairy Road on Netflix.
On Netflix.
Yeah. So did they just grab the remote from you and they like totally go to town?
Hey, anybody who wants to hang out here and watch whatever they
honest
want,
honest answer,
they can.
Every Tuesday there's one customer who comes in here and... Scott Kiyonaga, and he always comes in. He's asking me,
no, what "Sorry, Scott, you've just been outed."
Yeah, been no, but he always asks, "Like, what would we, as Maui Comics, recommend on Netflix?"
Oh, all
always,
right.
Yes, so
he never really has much time.
Well,
to look
that's
through
how
it.
I am. Netflix kills me, man, because it's
you
like,
spend more
you're
time
just, like,
searching
look, yeah,
for
I'm
stuff.
Like, what is this crap? I don't.
Yeah,
I need someone to tell me to watch something.
Well, that's what I say. So, Tad Stones, what's the name of his series, so everybody understands and they can spell
Koolapari
it on Netflix?
Koolapari and Army of Frogs.
Koolapari and Army. Of Frogs is currently on Netflix. It's exclusive to Netflix and spectacular animation. Just search it out on Netflix. It's pretty good. And
before we move on, what? Everyone's going to really love the character known as G. Cause,
there's a G?
Yeah, because that's the sidekick.
Is it G-Money?
The frog kind of looks like G-Money.
Well, good job, Tad. Nice work. I didn't know that. Now I'm gonna watch the show now.
Now you're gonna actually watch it.
Yeah, and I'm gonna actually.
Did I sell you on that?
Really watch it now.
Good.
Good. Anyway, support Tad and his amazing work on that new feature, or excuse me, that new series on Netflix. Anybody watch anything cool on Netflix as of late? Anything spectacular?
A series of unfortunate events.
That just came out with Neil Patrick Harris.
Yes.
NPH.
Yeah, NPH in the hoes.
NPH for sure, man.
Could you imagine if he just walked through that door?
He's from that era.
Okay, good.
I'm pretty sure that's how you summon NPH.
Okay. Cool. All right, awesome. NPH? So a new series of...
He comes walking in the door.
Underneath.
He comes walking in the door like, why are you guys doing that?
It worked.
Anybody want to go to a White Castle?
Oh, my gosh. So a series of unfortunate events just came out. I just watched the first episode. I guess it was the first episode when
no,
I
you
walked in
the
here.
Eighth episode.
The eighth episode. All right. Well,
the last episode. It's
no, like 11. The last episode.
There's 11 episodes.
So, so you guys recommend that?
Yeah, because the last few parts were from
the
a different
last few parts are trailers.
No,
really?
I watched the full episode.
Interesting.
No.
All right. All right. Well, let's.
One.
All right. Before these two episode. Kill each other.
Yeah. Before these two kill each other. What else have you watched? Anything?
No, on Netflix, no.
No? What'd you watch?
I saw The Autopsy of Jane Doe.
And?
Nah.
Wow.
You can skip it. I'll spoil it right now.
Go right ahead.
Okay, please, if you guys want to spoil it, now that's where you stop watching. Turns out, the setup to the movie is that these guys find a house full of dead people.
And nice.
They're trying to trace the series of events of how that all happened.
Right.
And everybody's dead in all these different ways. And they find a dead, naked woman kind of half buried in the ground.
Planted
like a tree?
Only there's nothing wrong with her. She's dead, but there's nothing wrong with her. They can't see any stab wounds. Mm-hmm. They can't identify anything visually what could happen to her.
Okay.
So it is literally an autopsy trying to figure out what happened to her.
Okay.
And they keep finding all these different weird things about her body. And then as things go on, they start suffering things. And what it turns out is that she's a witch and she's not actually dead. She projects her suffering onto whoever is causing her pain.
Oh.
So when they cut into her, things happen to them.
So like being married.
So she's not really dead, but if you do anything to her corpse, things it curses them. That's basically his point.
All right, so you...
But Brian Cox is in it, and he's great in it, like he is in almost everything, and it's technically a well-made movie, but once they reveal that she was a witch, I was just like...
Brian Cox is an amazing actor.
He's great in everything he's in. The
very first Hannibal Lecter. So you do not recommend...
On a technical level, it's good to watch because there's a lot of great shots in it, and the pacing is pretty good. That it keeps you engaged. It's just me personally, I got kind of bored once the reveal came along. I just lost interest completely. But there are some genuinely cool scares in it.
Cool. Brian, who's watching us on Facebook Live, said his wife is currently watching The Magicians on Netflix. I have not been interested in that like at all. Sci-fi? Was it any good?
Probably the first season was entertaining until they get to full whatever the magic place is, and then it turns into Narnia.
Wow, interesting. All right, are you watching anything spectacular right now, format, or are you straight gaming?
gaming,
straight gaming,
and writing and.
Yes,
that's pretty much it.
Now,
that's all of my free time.
Would you be so kind,
DJ?
Yeah, could you? I was just about to. That's what I was kind of leading into. I wanted you to. If you can you tell us what's going on with you?
Top secret. No. I've been tapped to write some origin short stories for some main characters in the Exilian
universe.
That's line awesome. Of comics.
That's okay. So cool.
So
DJ Gavin kind of tapped you.
It's like how Amakua Guardians has the double features where they go over the origins.
Yeah, yeah.
The Ninja Turtles had the micro series where they went over the individual characters, which is an awesome concept in independent comics where you can introduce the characters.
I have the background 3 pages to every Watchmen issue that came out. Yeah,
DJ is also joining us, and he says, you're welcome. So
thank you, DJ.
Yeah. And for those of you that do not know that are listening and or watching, Format is in for all intents and purposes a very accomplished writer in my opinion. He's
like Shakespeare.
He no,
but not as skinny or English.
He grabs onto concepts that
you
I can
know
never
skinny.
He grabs onto concepts in his writing that I could never comprehend and be able to put to paper the way he does.
You guys remember the TV show Heroes?
Yeah.
I'm Ando.
Oh.
I'm terrible by myself, but I make everyone else super good.
Nice. Nice. You're like, yeah, I got you now. I see what you're saying.
I'm the cheerleader. But only because I look really good in a skirt.
Brian in Facebook Live said everyone's working on Exilian except for me.
He wanted to be good.
He is the Format's an accomplished writer. Congratulations, man. That's really cool.
Thanks, yeah. I'm digging it.
Yeah.
The collaboration between me and DJ has been top-notch.
How much of a taskmaster is DJ? Is he
whipping. Just awesome.
man. You ever seen Roots?
Jeez. Oh, my God.
Bad comparison.
Oh, what? That was awful.
Whoa, that was a little bit.
So we're good.
Okay.
That was over the line.
Oh, man.
I was just asking if you saw Roots. I wasn't saying had anything to do with that.
Oh, my God.
You guys
God.
Need to relax. Oh, Lord.
I know, right?
Oh, all right, let's rein it back in,
that's
shall
a,
we?
That's a historic movie.
Yeah.
All of,
everyone should see Roots.
You should see Burton, it. Homie.
I guess. Anyway.
Rainbow, son.
Yeah, it's good.
When can we expect to see it? Or
oh,
does...
I don't know if it's going to be anytime soon.
Okay.
It is four short stories, and I know that he's kind of on the fence about the... Because originally the idea was to tack them onto the end of new issues.
Sure, right, right, right.
But I know he had expressed some want to maybe throw them all into an anthology.
Oh, very cool!
Yeah, I'm not like scripting it out or anything. So I'm writing how I normally write, and then he's gonna adapt it to comic book form, which is pretty cool because now I don't have to learn how to script.
Yeah, so. DJ was asking, "What the hell are you doing here? Get to work."
Tell DJ I got it.
Yeah, okay. I'll let DJ know you got it. Fantastic. Anyway, since now that I won't ask you what you're watching because you don't have time. so no worries. No worries at all.
It's like I go home.
Right.
I maybe eat something. I write.
Right.
And then before I pass out for the day, I try to clear my dailies for Smite. And then I wake up and do it all
over. Do it all over again. Right. Well, listen, keep us updated. I want to know when we can maybe take a look at some stuff. That'd be very cool.
Sure.
Working with local comic book artist DJ Cavicani, the one
I'll show you
format.
Right now, but my phone is being...
It's just being used for Facebook Live.
Yeah.
Alika, what about you, sir? You watching anything lately?
Whose book are you writing?
I'm running the comic store, man.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so you should have plenty of free time.
He caught me. You know, I'm working on a couple of projects, actually. We're planning on putting out an anthology book through the store. And we've got enough people dedicating submissions, so they're just working on it right now.
Nice.
We're just going to do it as a fun, independent thing. Just cool. Just to mess around. Nothing serious.
Right.
Oh, no,
all
not
for funsies.
So
it'll be the comic shop version of Shonen Jump.
I was going to say, don't sell it like that, man. I'm not excited about it at all. You should be like, all right, you guys know when Dark Knight Returns came out? This is going to be bigger than that.
By the way, Facebook Live, I'm sorry
you're
you can't.
You're so selling it.
I'm sorry you can't see a leak. We're having some camera
I'll
issues.
Be the one selling it.
Just well, that's the thing is, I don't want to sell it because
just
I
picture
just
a younger Qui-Gon Jinn over there.
That's it. Thank you.
Is this where we see Tentakuru come on?
Yeah. Thank you. So you've been too busy to watch anything, huh?
Well, the one thing that happened that was exciting is Swan helped me put a deposit down on the Switch for when it comes out in March.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah, so, well, you know what? Since we have just a few minutes here, that was
Zelda,
one of
the- Breath of the Wild. I also got my deposit in on that.
Awesome.
Zelda. Actually, Lika, I've been meaning to tell you about that. I didn't put something down for Zelda. Just kidding.
I'm glad we brought that up because that was some big nerd news, some gaming news.
The latest
news.
Trailer for Zelda Breath of the Wild looks...
And it's a launch game. So
that's so much better than the one before, which is... I didn't think it was possible.
I'm just so happy with that presentation.
And it looks like the animation style is kind of like they took the best parts of the N64 whatever gameplay,
right.
But they skinned it a little bit like Wind Waker. Like the coloring and the way
the cel shading.
The shading, yeah. The shading is just like Wind Waker, which I really love.
You said shading.
What else could it Never mind.
All right, stop it.
What?
All right, so wait a minute. So... Okay, watching Breath of the Wild before, it does seem very open world as opposed to the Zelda.
And that's the part that scares me, because my favorite part about Zelda is it being contained and you going back and forth to the castles and doing this and that. But in an open world, it's like what? It's like maybe the castle limits become...
Side quest-a-rama.
Yeah, I know.
Maybe it's the fallout of Zelda.
Well,
I don't want to...
the game.
But I feel like there's got to be... Yeah, I feel like there's got
to
be a linear way
3%.
To play this game. Like most Zelda games, mm-hmm. but I'm a little nervous about it being open world where you can just kind of... I mean, N64 Zelda technically was open world, but there was an order that you go to the temples like any Zelda.
Right, right, of course.
So when they say open world, it's just... Most Zeldas were open world, technically.
Well, this one in particular seems to be more... At least in the trailers, they make it look like very freeform. You can do...
But the best of Zelda is the combat and the you know, and the interacting with...
Well, after watching the Switch... After watching the Switch presentation,
the presentation was dope.
The presentation
now
was good.
To this guy,
I have my reservations about it. I don't like the way the peripherals. Just mentioning off the air, I didn't like the way the peripherals were presented. I'm not. My criticisms for me were that I always thought that and format luckily brought up a very good point while we were off the air. My biggest. Issue with it was, why don't they go above and beyond what the current systems do? Because they always seem to be lagging behind. But Format brought up a good point, saying that they're innovators. They're not necessarily always the best graphics. It's about innovation and gameplay, which does make sense. So I don't know if I'm not as super excited as you guys are. I definitely want to see more about it.
I am a Nintendo fanboy through and through, and I definitely have to agree with what Format says about Nintendo. A lot of people don't appreciate what they do for the gaming industry. Like, the 80s was them front and center foremost, and, like, the 90s, they dominated as well.
Yeah.
But what they're always doing is they're moving things forward. To have consistency of product, there's no video game company that's been around so long who is that consistent, you know what I mean?
I'm surprised that we're going to get it as fast as we are. It's coming out in March.
I'm stoked.
That's a huge shocker.
I thought it was going to be classic Nintendo fashion. Oh, we're announcing that you're going to get a trailer for it in a year.
So you're setting it up in the shop, right?
Well, I think Nintendo's going to do what they have done all the time with every single system. Short sell the heck out of it. And I will say the only thing I'm interested in, although I'm not interested in paying $300 for it, is the Wind Waker. Or excuse me, the Wind Waker.
Breath of the Wild.
It's Breath of the Wild. I'm only interested in that. That looks amazing.
I'm interested in it.
It's going to be a short
sell. And like I said, one of the coolest things that Format brought
Dragon
up.
Dragon Quest titles?
I might become a gamer through the Switch.
That
might turn me, because I am a Nintendo fanboy, which is why I only do vintage gaming. I do Nintendo, Super Nintendo, N64. Cartridge-based gaming, that's all I do.
Well, here's the thing, is that what Format, we're talking about it off the air, and he brought this up, is that the reason the Wii U tanked was because there was no third-party support. It seems like the third parties jumped on.
Nintendo doesn't ever really focus on third-party support much, except for their original Nintendo, which was the smartest thing they ever did, but they didn't have it for the Wii either. The Wii did all right, but the Wii U didn't have, and now this is just me as a Nintendo fanboy, they didn't have an original Zelda. That's what kills a Nintendo. People will line up if you give them their mainstays of Zelda, Mario, and Metroid. And that's where Nintendo's brilliant, is they can come out with a new system. As long as they generate those three games on that system, they will sell units. No problem. No questions asked.
Right, right, right.
And that's what I mean by consistency, is no other system has that. You know, Sega had Sonic, but you don't see a new Sega system every, you know, generation with a new Sonic game in it. Like, these guys have mastered, like, that trifecta of, you know, gaming and experience and marketing.
Right, right. And, you know, like I said, I'm always interested to see what's going on with Nintendo. And I want to see if this is actually going to stick. I
have high hopes for the Switch.
I'm sure a lot of people do. And I think, you know, people are more invested in
this. I skipped the Wii U.
More people are more invested in seeing. People are invested in seeing Nintendo succeed than Nintendo fail.
I still want one.
Yeah, so I'm really interested.
I really hope this Alika shares it at the shop.
I'm very, very interested to see what the Switch is going to be like, for sure. Gannon, you're a gamer. You're not interested in the Switch?
No.
No. Interesting. No. Okay. Not your thing.
I'm more than happy with my PS4.
They didn't announce a Batman title for the Switch yet. So.
You know what? Batman VR came out for PlayStation, and I didn't even get that.
Okay, good.
That didn't sway me over to get a VR.
Wow, that's crazy.
I'm really looking forward to Resident Evil 7, though, but I can talk about that. But yeah. That's next week.
Yeah,
that's
I know. Well, we'll week. Talk about that next so week when it finally gets out. I'm that. Super excited about that, too.
What sucks is that I'm going to Vegas that same week,
yeah,
so
you are.
I'm probably going to pick it up and then never touch it for almost 2 weeks.
Right. Well, listen.
Yes?
That was a weird pause.
Yeah, anyway.
Somebody broke G.
That was weird.
Seriously, did you just have a stroke?
Did your batteries die or something?
No, I'm getting weird.
Did we enter a time dilation?
No. Yeah, anyway.
All I'm hearing is yeah somewhere.
Anyway. Anyway.
Okay,
yeah, I'm getting weird texts from other half. It's strange. Anyway, we have got to get out of here. It's just about that time.
Which
did your results from your colonoscopy come in?
It did.
Delicious.
Anywho, yeah. Anyway, you guys can check us out here at NerdWatch. Check out our Facebook page at NerdWatch, facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. You can follow us on Twitter at NerdWatch Nation. You can follow us on Twitter at NerdWatch Nation. You can follow us on YouTube at NerdWatch Nation. Look for us at NerdWatch Nation. And you can look for us on Instagram at the_NerdWatch. Anyway, we're out of time. Please visit us at patreon.com/NerdWatch to support us with your monetary funds. That would be fantastic. Todd Bernardi should be back next week, and you're leaving.
Boo. No, I'm not going to miss it. I'm not going to miss any
pods.
Yeah,
but he's going to be here for the pod.
Oh, that's right. Good. So Todd Bernardi's coming back.
I fly out the next pod and yeah. I'll be back before the pod after that.
Yeah, Todd Bernardi is leaving. Todd Bernardi's coming back. He's leaving, but they'll be back for the pod, which will be great.
My little sugar plum will be back on the pod.
Your sugar plum, Todd, will be back in the pod. That's fantastic.
So, would this pod that Todd comes back on, will we have 4 hours to talk about his trip, or what are we doing?
Yeah, well, we're going to make time to talk about the ABQ thing, so that'll be fantastic. So that'll be very cool.
Oh,
yes.
I just remembered. I was notified earlier today that the nursing staff and techs at Liberty Dialysis have seen the show.
Oh, good.
And so, hi, ladies.
Nice. Nice, nice, nice. Anyway, we're out of time. Have a wonderful week. We'll be back next week. We're going to talk more about what's happening. Well, maybe we'll talk about some Resident Evil. Hopefully you get to pick it up or something. We'll take a look at that as well. Follow us, facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. You can download this podcast every single Wednesday. It'll be out. It'll be out for those that are watching Facebook Live tomorrow. So look out for that as well. So we're out of time. Peace out. Much love. And most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next week, we say to you guys, aloha.
Save
Yeah.